Today's podcast is brought to you by Tetra Hearing. Tetra Hearing isn't just hearing protection, it's hearing perfection.
Perfect. Well, welcome back to Save It for the Blind podcast. We have Brian Kelvington and Adam Mosier with Federal. We're going to be talking about new products, the Federal line, partnerships with California Waterfowl. So, hey, just want to say thank you guys for coming on, and we're looking forward to chatting it up. So, can you kind of tell us what's going on with Federal? Any new things that hunters should be looking out for, shotgun shells wise, in the Federal premium lineup?
Certainly. Well, thank you for having us on today, guys. Really appreciate it. You know, Federal has been a longtime partner of California Waterfowl, and certainly your efforts in supporting the conservation and doing what you guys do to make sure that there's hunting availability for all of us waterfowl enthusiasts. Federal's long got a long-standing tradition of putting out some of the best waterfowl ammunition, including a launch of Black Cloud ammunition in 2007. Adam, is that right?
Yep.
And we do have some an exciting new product too as well this year that we'll be getting on the shelves, and Adam will go into that in a little bit more detail about. It's called Federal's Ultra Steel, and over to Adam and talk about the features and benefit of those.
Sure. Yeah, so Ultra Steel, what we're doing with Ultra Steel this year, that product features our flight control wad, which has been, you know, made famous by Black Cloud. The big differences between what Ultra Steel is and what Black Cloud is, of course, everybody's come to know the flight stopper pellet and what that does for patterns, for lethality on ducks and geese. Ultra Steel is going to be all round zinc plated shot. It's going to feature payloads that are double stacked, so two different shot sizes, twos and DBs. Twos and fours and threes and fives, actually. We'll also offer it in some straight twos and straight BB loads, but we're really seeing some really big strides in pattern efficiencies in the core of your pattern by doing these duplex style loads. So featuring the flight control flex, giving ultimate pattern densities, and then the layering of the two different shot sizes, we've really made some strides in the core of your patterns, where Black Cloud has been touted for really good edge-to-edge patterning. We're seeing some improvements for those people that are looking for maybe a little bit longer range, you know, beyond the typical 40, 50 yards by increasing the core pattern density.
That's interesting. So I have been a waterfowl hunter my whole life, and just in the last year, the amount of stacked loads that I have seen people advertising and bringing out, obviously there must be some science behind it because it's the new thing. So is it just more pellets in the same shot shell and you can still have the payload? What's the reasoning before? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but why are people going to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the, you know, science or theory behind it, when we're loading the, let's say the BBs and twos and putting the larger, heavier pellets in front, the BB payload, doing this stacked 50-50 payload, we're getting the BBs out in front of the twos. And really, if you think about it, it's almost kind of two independent payloads. The twos aren't jockeying for position with the BBs. They're not colliding. They're kind of staying behind the shot string at all times. So I think that's where the largest gain in that density of the center of your pattern is coming from, is that you've also, you know, you're filling in the pattern with more pellets, but the fact that you've got, you know, different masses of these pellets not kind of jockeying for position or colliding with one another throughout the shot string.
So like in the new twos and fours, I happened to pattern these yesterday, was very impressed. I'm a big speed shot number two guy, ounce and a quarter. So shot the stacked loads, twos and fours. I was super excited about it because I normally shoot twos for everything that I hunt. But sometimes I switch it up with fours. So are the fours, what's stacked first? Is it the twos or the fours?
The bigger pellets are in the front of the payload. Okay. So if it's a two and four load, the fours will be at the back. It will be releasing last, from the flight control wad, and the twos will be out in front.
Okay. And those flight control wads, like, you don't have to have a specific Black Cloud choke anymore, right? It's
correct. Yep. With the kind of rebrand or reintroduction of flight control back into the 2017, we really focus on fixing that one kind of flaw with the Black Cloud product line. Was the flight control did not perform the best in ported ported chokes and some of the other non-standard style chokes. So we really put a lot of time and effort into developing the flight control flex wad to work through any choke, you know, factory chokes to, you know, your pattern masters or kicks or anything that's, you know, aftermarket.
Talking
and
about
this has the same wad.
Talking about chokes, we'll kind of just switch to shotguns. So do you guys in your testing, I'm sure you probably do, shoot it through a bunch of different brands of shotguns. And are you seeing that, you know, as a hunter, somebody buys a shell and they shoot, say, a Benelli, and Jeff says he shoots a Beretta. Are shotguns, and I could be wrong, are most likely going to pattern different shells differently? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that is correct. You know, no different than, you know, rifles. You know, not every rifle shoots the same bullet the same way. So it's certainly worth the effort of going through and trying different loads, different payloads, different choke combinations with your shotgun, because each gun does behave a little bit differently. And we do test through a variety of shotguns, you know, try to test the gamut and different chokes within those shotguns as well to really understand what the loads are capable of.
So are you having to tweak stuff a little bit just so it's consistent throughout the manufacturer's lineup, let's say Benelli, Winchester, Franke?
Yeah, we try to optimize, right? We can't have a different wad, let's say, for each shotgun, right? It's just not practical.
Yeah.
But we do try to optimize, like you said, the solution, right? Try to get what works best across the biggest, you know, breadth of products or firearms and choke combinations. So, yep.
That's interesting. Do you have any insight on, like, you know, obviously back in the day it was lead and then it was steel and now it's bismuth and tungsten and different alloys. Like, what's the advancements in ballistics and materials that we're shooting? Like, where's that going? Is it just heavier, but, you know, still affordable? Or are people just like, I don't know, it just seems I'm seeing more tungsten loads, more bismuth loads,
yeah.
And less of kind of the classic being produced of just a steel too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely is that trend, right? There's, you know, we talked about the layered loads being becoming more popular. Bismuth, obviously, in the last couple of years has really blown up. Different options of, you know, I've got 30% tungsten and 70% steel, or I've got straight tungsten loads. It really is all about price point. So what is the consumer willing to pay as you add tungsten to your payloads or bismuth, these non-steel based products, they become significantly more expensive because of the cost of the raw materials. And so we try to have a really good performing round in each, you know, product segment, you know, whether it's steel or bismuth or some blend of steel and tungsten. But ultimately, you know, it does become more expensive and just trying to figure out what is the customer willing to pay for that performance.
Are you seeing like the customer wanting more of the bismuth and those loads?
Yeah, what's like, the market look like right now?
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't afford all those loads, right? So, I mean, like I said, I'm a speed shot number 2 ounce and a quarter. I mean, that's my load. But
and it's by far like the majority of the product, you know, that we manufacture and sell is going to be, you know, towards that steel market. You know, and those are probably two more of the volume shooters, the guys that hunt more frequently. But if a guy's going to go out on maybe a once in a lifetime type of hunt or going with an outfitter or some scenario or that where he wants to make the most bang out of the opportunity, you know, that's probably some of the customers we see, you know, paying up for those more kind of premium offerings, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I've done that. I've had some very nice boxes of shells and you're like kind of waiting to use them at the right moment. Yeah. Like, okay, I think tomorrow's going to be the day, opposed to, you know, the more regular type of hunting where it may be great or it may be slower.
Me and Jeff were talking about that because we had gotten some ammo to test. I'm doing an article for our magazine and was sent some ammo and I was like, you know, do you just take it out all the time and it's when that day happens, you know, it's the ducks are going to be around, or do you just bring it out and you end up shooting 4 spoons and a couple teal and you shot the nice ammo.
Like, pattern's a pattern.
You know? Yeah. It's a tough decision to make.
Yeah. But that has always been Federal's mindset, is to have products available for the consumer to make their choice. It is a consumer choice. And we just feel like have the broadest breadth of products is that we need to do that. So we'll always have a good, better, best solution. And so that consumers can make the choice on the shelf.
So you talked about the new stacked loads that are coming out. Do you guys have any other new projects or developments that you can touch on besides the stacked loads?
Yeah, we're looking to do some line extensions. You know, things that are becoming really popular now, you guys probably know the sub-gauge movement.
Yeah.
You know, things are trending that way. 28-gauge is becoming, you know, more and more popular with more guns coming out. 16-gauge, this year we're going to do, you know, a fair amount of new 16-gauge products, one of them being a line extension to Black Cloud. It'll be our first time ever doing 16-gauge Black Cloud load. So that one's, that's another new one we're excited about in the waterfall category for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't done the sub-gauges yet, but it's not 20-gauge, but I wouldn't really consider that the real subculture. But
Well, yeah. It's, you know, it's funny how we've transitioned not back to that, but it's such a big thing nowadays. Me and Jeff hunted with a guy last year, shot a 28-gauge. I know a lot of people that shoot them, and we still see, we deal with a lot of brand new hunters, and a lot of the hunters still have that mindset of like, oh, I need a 12-gauge because it provides, you know, the most knockdown power. And I shoot a 20-gauge a lot of the time, and I tell them, you know, even with the 20-gauge, you do the same thing. Well, it's the same thing with that 28-gauge, like, because those shot shells that are coming out are providing that, you know, whether it's bismuth or tungsten, or the loads are just as efficient.
Yeah. Same load.
We did a rider event last year out in South Dakota, and we brought the 28 gauge from Benelli out, and those two riders both left extremely impressed with the performance they got with the system of the Benelli shotgun with the Black Cloud 28 gauge.
Nice. That's exciting.
40 yard. One of the gentlemen made a 40 yard shot, and he just couldn't believe it.
That's awesome. Do you guys speak to your conservation commitment, especially with California waterfowl? I mean, we've been a partner for a while. We use all your ammo at all of our veteran hunt program events. Kids camp. So all of our veterans that come out and hunt with us get a box of ammo to go shoot. And then we host a plethora of different beginner shooter events, and we're always shooting federal ammo. So we've definitely appreciated that. But can you guys speak to the importance of that?
Certainly. Well, it's in our DNA. Federal has always been a supporter of conservation. We have an expansive list of organizations like California Waterfowl that we sponsor, because it's your guys' grassroots programs and boots on the ground that help sustain our passions and our hunting sports. And without you, it's too easily lost, right? And so we like to align with organizations that who have their passions and their designs and their mission statements that align with ours. And California Waterfowl has been one of them for decades.
Well, we appreciate the support. Like I said, at all of our events, just knowing that we have a shot shell that patterns well, shoots cleanly, and is safe, especially with the newer shooters, it just, for our sake, it's just always good to know that it's a reliable shotgun shell.
Yeah, well, we appreciate hearing that. And again, know that the partnerships that we have is they're so important, right? Because if we don't advocate for our own industry and try to grow, the reverse is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, always steps forward. I'll kind of leave the door open for you guys. If you guys want to touch Brian or Adam on anything that we may have missed as far as new introductions, anything federal that you'd like to touch on, or partnerships before we head out of here today.
I think I'm good. I mean, just again, appreciate all that California Waterfowl does to continue the sport and the passion that us enthusiasts have for the waterfowl. I know I've been fortunate enough to be out to California a few times hunting up in the northern part, and had an epic shoot last year on speckled bellies that I just don't think people understand. The resource that you guys have, and if you haven't been to California hunting, you should really make an effort, because it's incredible hunting that, you know, especially here in the Midwest, we don't always see, or not saying that we don't see speckled bellies to that extent, but it certainly was an eye-opener for me.
Don't tell everyone. Now, we feel pretty fortunate. California can get a bad rap for a number of different reasons, but waterfowl hunting, we're extremely lucky. Like you said, if you like to shoot geese, it's pretty hard to beat. To be
even
here.
Ducks,
even ducks, but we're lucky.
We shot a couple of cotton, some widgeon that were just incredible. I'm kicking myself for not mounting one of them, but I hope to come. That's why I'm going to come back again.
Good.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, let us know. Hey Adam, I did have a question for you. What should hunters think about when shooting in different and diverse weather? Is that something to think about in terms of the shot shell they're using or the choke? Is there a big difference there in terms of the weather playing into your pattern?
It certainly can play into the internal and external ballistics of your product, right? If you buy, you know, Federal products or heavy shot products, you can expect those to work the same in all those conditions, right? We use sealant on the crimps. We use sealant on the primer to keep any moisture out. And we use some of the best propellants in the industry to keep stable ballistics. If you're hunting at, you know, ambient 70 degree sunny day, you're going to get the same performance when it's 0 degrees out, which we unfortunately get to experience a lot in the Midwest here is really, really cold weather. And making sure that product goes off the same and performs the same every time for the consumer is really important to us.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, Brian and Adam, we just want to say one, first of all, thank you for the partnership. We're extremely grateful. Love the product. And thank you for joining us today. So thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Save It for the Blind podcast. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.